This past week, an education task force concluded that the United States suffers from what it called a serious deficit in global competence. A group of international educators says Americans are ignorant of the world around them, and they're urging Congress to set aside billions of dollars for Americans to study abroad. This initiative comes at the same time that U.S. intelligence and law enforcement agencies are scrambling to find linguists and regional experts to help fight the war on terror. We invited Julia Chang Block to discuss this panel's findings. She is a former U.S. ambassador to Nepal and an expert on international education. Welcome.
Thank you, Steve.
Looking at what happens right now, where are students, maybe the way to ask it is, where are students not going? What parts of the world do you rarely find an American student?
Outside of Great Britain, France, Italy, and Spain. You name it, the rest of the world.
Americans aren't going to the American University of Beirut or someplace in the Middle East? Or...
Rarely.
What are we missing? What is it that we don't know?
Oh, my. All right. A 2001 Asia Society survey found that 80% of our college-bound high school students did not know that India is the largest democracy in the world. The National Geographic Society in 2002 did a global geographic literacy survey, and America's young people, 18 to 24 years old, they scored the lowest among nine countries surveyed. 83% of those young people could not identify Afghanistan or Israel on the world map. 87% could not find Iran or Iraq.
I would think that a lot of Americans might think about that and be a little embarrassed and then say, why do I even need to know that? Why do I need to know that India is the largest democracy in the world?
Because, Steve, ignorance is the basis of stereotyping. And stereotyping is a basis of discrimination and prejudice, which lead to miscalculations on the global scale.
Do you see a connection between this ignorance and September 11, or at least in the public's surprise at September 11?
Certainly in the latter. And I think that September 11th brought home to all of us the horrible costs of that international education gap.
Now, this group of educators known as NAFSA mm-hmm. has put together a proposal to change this.
Right,
what is
right.
the proposal exactly?
I would say the highlight is to have a national program funded by the U.S. government at $3.5 billion a year to increase the number of students going abroad to study to 500,000 every year.
There'd be scholarships of some kind?
I think there has got to be more than just scholarships. There also has to be incentives so that the students will go to non-traditional areas of the world. And also, I think we have got to change attitudes and perceptions about study abroad.
What do you mean incentives? The government would pay somebody to study in Egypt, say?
Offer perhaps scholarships, yes, and maybe forgive loans, for example.
You think that this ignorance that you described is just a matter of resources? It's not a matter of people's attitudes about the rest of the world or lack of attitudes about it?
Increasing numbers after September 11th, are signing up to study a foreign language.
What are the foreign languages that students are studying most?
50% study Spanish. It's not the non-traditional.
They're not studying Arabic, for example.
Not really. Small numbers.
Or Chinese.
Small numbers.
Or Japanese.
Small numbers. Smaller numbers.
This proposal for spending $3.5 billion comes at a time when the United States government is running an enormous deficit.
That's right. However, in the interest of national security, I think that this $3.5 billion could do as much as the $87 billion that's been requested for the reconstruction of Afghanistan and Iraq. And by the way, we should not just focus on the Middle East. After all, I believe the problem is that there has never been a moment in history when the influence of the United States is as great in the world, and yet our understanding of it is less sufficient.
Julia Chang Block is a former U.S. ambassador to Nepal and an expert on international education. Thanks very much for coming by.
Thank you, Steve.